Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, the rain won't prevent the Brewers from playing. It could be cloudy with a chance of meatballs, and the game would still go on.
The Brewers just show up, they beat you, they yawn, and they get ready for another one tomorrow.
That's kind of how it feels, right? Brewers baseball here riding a 10-game winning streak into tonight's game against Paul Skeens and the Pirates. If that winning streak will be extended to 11 games, Brewers are definitely going to earn it. But regardless of the streak and free burgers, no better team in baseball right now than the 74-win Milwaukee Brewers. No better person covering the Brewers for Brewers.com. It's our friend Adam McKelvey. Hi, Adam.
Hello, guys. Kelly, this is just like your tenure, where then all they do is win.
Something like that, yeah. So,
yes.
The only difference is, Kelly, I was thinking about Kelly's run as the Brewers sideline reporter. Kelly, you had Ken Maka and Ron Renicki?
I sure did.
We're having a little bit more fun now.
Yeah, I would think so. And
the Murph sessions yesterday, just to give you people a feel for how these Murph sessions go, we were talking about something completely different, and he decided impromptu to go around the room, and it's a full room, and everybody had to say something they've never done that would surprise everyone else.
What'd you go with?
So we all learned a little bit about each other.
Wow.
Well, what did you go with?
That I've never driven stick shift.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, wow. If you were in a bad situation and you need me to get you to the hospital and you have a manual transmission car, I'm sorry. Rest in peace.
I would argue that 95% of vehicles made today in the United States or imported to the United States are manual, or that just sort of, you know, it's not stick shift, but you can kind of shift gears, if you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah. How many road or cars on the road right now are still stick shift?
Telly's Ferrari is still.
Well,
that's
you
in
know,
the shop, though.
Yeah, that's been on the skids for a little while.
Isn't this great? In August, yeah, we can make fun of Ferraris and stick shift vehicles because the Brewers are so dominant right now. I did the math on this, Adam, which is always kind of a scary thing for me to do, but the Brewers can play pretty close to 500 baseball the rest of the way and still achieve their franchise record win total of 96.
Well, you do get yourself in trouble when you do that. We've talked about that so often. And look, I mean, last night, if you listen to Pat Murphy's post game, our friend Todd Rosiak asked him about this 10-game winning streak and being the first team since 2017 to have multiple double-digit win streaks in the same season. It's surely a news story for all of us. Pat Murphy wanted to talk about Paul Skeens today. So they are trying really hard to just kind of focus on the day at hand. That's what's made them good. It's what's made them so tough to knock out. I mean, the Mets game, down 5-0, coming off 9 wins in a row, you know, kind of a weird day with the flooding and people, you know, it's difficult to get to the ballpark that day for the players, just as it was for the fans. And it was the total day to just roll over and take a loss. And they win. They've done that by just kind of focusing on the pitch at hand, the at-bat at hand. There's a big mural as you walk down one hallway and take a left turn to go out to the field from the clubhouse that says, win tonight. That's kind of the Murph mantra. And that's what they've done, and that's why they've been good.
Adam, you've been around the team for quite a while, and you know and have seen all type of personalities and characteristics and traits that make up a clubhouse. And you also have a good idea of what baseball fans and the media is thinking of the Brewers outside of the state of Wisconsin. And do you feel like it's finally been a shift from this is just a team that's hot and young and don't know what they're doing to a team that's actually really, really good?
Well, that's so interesting the way you put that, Telly, because to me, all of those things are true, and they can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked with Murph a little bit about kind of, not ignorance isn't the right word, but basically ignorance is bliss, right? That there's something about a team that doesn't know they're not supposed to be this good that can make them really dangerous. And look, I was thinking last night, and I wrote this in my game story with the Pirates in town. It made me think about where this all started. And it was May 25th. It was a Sunday getaway in Pittsburgh. And they were down two runs. They were four outs away from losing again. They'd had two team meetings already in San Francisco and Cleveland where things were going really bad. It was when Murph was talking about where's our edge. You know, we had such an edge last year. Where did it go? Things were not good. And Caleb Durbin, in an 0-2 count, hits gets a two-run hit, base hit. And then Bryce Strang puts the Brewers ahead, and they win that game. And it was the first time they'd come back from multiple runs down to win any game. And it was 2 months into the season. They'd shown zero fight, zero ability to come back and win a game when they trailed. And since then, that's all they've done. They just had to show themselves they could do it. And I think when you're a young team, that's why I always think there's so much to early season comebacks and early season moments, because it's almost like this new group each year, the new soup, as the former manager always used to say, you know, you have to show you can do it and prove to yourself that you're capable of winning those games. And that's what they did. And it was such a turning point. And I asked Caleb Durbin about it last night, and he remembers that at bat really clearly, because the Pirates pitcher went to a rival high school from his same area in Northern Illinois. So he has like a real clear memory of that moment. And it's the kind of the one thing, the one little thing that seemed to turn this whole thing around. Now you can point to like 15 other things that have happened to turn things in the right direction too. But that one really stood out to me last night with the Pirates in town.
It's starting to get talked about a little bit here, Adam. This idea and thought that there is some sort of cosmic nature, somebody watching over this Brewers team with a smile on his face, maybe making a home run call from where he sits above everybody in heaven, that Bob Uecker is somehow smiling and pulling some magical strings here for this Brewers team. Is Uke's legacy, is it even talked about at this stage of the game? Obviously, is so fondly remembered nationwide, within Brewers Nation, the clubhouse, everybody loves Uke, right? Everybody wanted to win for Bob. Bob wanted the team to win, too, as much as anybody. But is there any discussion of that? Does that even happen? Does it come up in the locker room and clubhouse?
Well, I'm not sure. I know it comes up in the press box. And, you know, look, everyone can have their own beliefs about all those things. And I don't want to take anything away from the players, because the players deserve all the credit for what they've done, playing clean baseball games. Last night they made an error for the first time in 12 games. They're really tough outs. They're very gritty. They're very pesky. Connor Dawson, the hitting coach, says, we want to make other teams play the game and make them go through hell. And that's what they're doing. So all credit to the players. But I'll just tell you, and I'm not just saying this, this isn't just one of those things that you say. We talk about Bob Uecker every day. There's something that happens that he comes up, whether it's in the clubhouse, whether it's with Murph, whether it's up there having dinner with the radio guys and thinking about whatever's going on that day. And I promise you, I am not just, that's not just a saying. That is something that happens literally every day. And sometimes games happen and you think to yourself, man, you could have loved that game. And the one that really stands out to me is the first game against the Mets, because of the way last year ended, Uke's final game. Pete Alonso hits that homer, and I mean, we've all heard the call, and it cuts your guts out. You know, it breaks my heart even just thinking about it right now, hearing you talk about how that one stung so bad. And to sweep the Mets and write a different story this season is one of the highlights of the year so far for me, and the kind of magical nature. And look, there was the sign in the stands last night behind the dugout. I wish I would have seen it during the game, because I would have found the guy. If you're out there and you've got pictures of that game, I'd love to hear from you, because the Uecker magic sign was really cool, and I didn't see it until too late last night. And I think everybody's thinking about it, and we're all thinking about Uke. And if that is a part of this and you believe that that's his hand is involved here, I think that's great. And I hope it is.
Adam, it's always great to catch up with you because you're someone that has been around the team for so long, and you know the ins and outs and how these seasons go. And every season takes on a different theme, and every successful team has something that makes that group special. I know when I was around, and when it was the Prince and Ricky and JJ and Ryan Braun era, what made that group so special was because they all came up together. And yep. I need to, you know, and with this group, what makes this group this season so special?
Well, Trevor McGill will be mad because he was giving me a hard time last night that it's getting overplayed. But this power of friendship thing that they're doing, I wrote about this the other day. Trevor McGill said that and over the All-Star break to a reporter and trying to explain the Brewers' completely surprising success when they don't have the star players. ESPN did a ranking of the top 50 players in baseball. There's no Brewers on the list. And they have the best record in baseball by far. Mm-hmm. It is really hard to explain what they've done. But the way you explain it is that they are a team. And whether you want to say power of friendship or, you know, Undaunted was a thing. They've done the Average Joe's thing from Dodgeball, the movie. They've had all these kind of different ways to describe it. But really what it comes down to is being a team. Mm-hmm. And they do not pop a lot of home runs. They do not win a lot of games with three-run homers. They win games by doing what they did after the homers yesterday, which is get on base, run. Threat of run affecting the pitcher is a huge underrated part of this team. Taking advantage of errors. When the other team makes a mistake, they've taken advantage for weeks. It's all the little things that a team does. And they are the best example I can remember of all the clubs I've covered, because you're mentioning, Telly, those stars kind of led the way for many, many years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This team doesn't have that. This is a team that more than any other that I've seen is they are better than the collection of their parts. Mm-hmm. Now, how do I say that? Greg, help me. You're smart. the sum is better than the collection of their parts.
You know, I'd go ahead and say they have World Series depth. They have World Series depth.
Like, Murph keeps saying this. It's August 10th. Let's not get too far ahead. There surely is a stretch where they lose 7-10 the rest of the way. That's just baseball. So I think he is trying to, like, pump the brakes on some of the thinking too far ahead, and he's trying to focus on, like, look, there's 44 games left, I think, now. Like, let's make something special of these 44 games. Let's make something special of the next week, which is going to be huge, going to Cincinnati and then Wrigley Field. Let's just kind of focus on the moment and not think about the World Series. Because this game, man, there's no guarantee having the best record in baseball on today wins you anything down the road. And I think even the young guys, they all know that. So they're not thinking like that. They're not thinking about the past. They really have focused on, like, what are we doing today? And today's Paul Skenes, which is really, really tough. And they did a great job against them in Milwaukee last time. But there's no guarantee that that gets you anything tonight, because he is one of the best pitchers in the sport.
Going to go ahead and believe that the Brewers are the only contending team to have traded two of their starters from the start of the year. Their starting rotation. You just don't do that, right? You don't trade starting pitchers. But the Brewers can, because they have a surplus. They've got guys who are healthy, guys coming up from the minors. It's been an unbelievable thing to watch. Brewers pitching and hitting, timeliness, clutch. All the components are there, looking for win number 11 tonight. Adam McKelvey will be there. Not sure about the autograph signing, but if you see him, give him a high five and a hug and teach him how to drive a stick shift vehicle. We appreciate it, Adam. It's pumpkin spice season. I know you get excited about that as well.
Oh, get out of here. I was at the grocery store this morning, and there's pumpkin spice. No, stop.
Embrace it, Adam. October's almost here. Appreciate it, pal. Thank you.
No, don't look too far ahead, everybody. Just enjoy today.